Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The living God is watching over us. Our God is alive. He is covenant. He is love. He is active love. He is patience and mercy towards us. And He is justice. All at the same time. Now the Lord gave us grace. The two previous broadcasts prior to this one, I talked about the knowledge and the mercy and the justice of God working together and the holiness of God. God is going to be true to Himself. He's going to be holy. He's going to walk in love. He's going to be wise, just like He requires us to be and desires us to be. And He doesn't tolerate evil. He hates it. He hates evil just as much as He loves you. So He's got to get us to separate ourselves from sin, which He hates, and link with the love of God. And He gave mankind grace to do this because we lack knowledge of life. Are made in His image and in His likeness. Now that means that we are a created people. We have to learn everything for ourselves. Beside the survival knowledge God gave us, you know, the brain controls your lungs. You don't have to think about breathing and pumping blood. Your body almost do that by itself. But you have to, the knowledge of life and how things work. We're able to compute things. Our mind is always taking recordings, visual and audio recordings of everything that happens. We can remember our whole life. Now, it may not be in the front of our memory, but when a person's about to die, their whole life flashes before their eyes. Because we're not just natural beings, but spiritual beings. And our brain stores all that information, and so does our heart. Everything we've ever done is recorded. So it is with everybody else, so it is with angels, so it is with demons. And God records everything. So when you stand in His presence on Judgment Day, your own knowledge can work against you or for you, because you know what you've done. And the things you've forgotten, all the covenants that were broken, all the covenants that were kept, can be revealed and will be revealed. We want the Lord to let us into heaven, into His kingdom. And He can through Jesus Christ. We're not good enough to go based on what we've done. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But we grow from glory to glory just like God does. We learn things just like God does. In the beginning of God's way, He chose wisdom. Now angels are different. They were given much knowledge, and then they were expected to not go back on it. There were some things angels knew. Remember, there are different types of angels. All angels are not alike. Some are younger and some are older. Now, I don't profess to know all the details about angels. I know they exist, I know they love us, I know we love them, I know they're for us. And I also know demons, they hate us. And they love the way of pride, lust, and greed. They're not truthful. They were angels, and they rejected the life of God. That's why they're demons. Now, people do the same thing, and people grow. So eventually, people are going to grow just like angels, you know, just like, you know, people that go to hell, they're going to be worse off. They're going to grow, but they're going to be more hideous over time. And those who follow God and go to heaven, they're going to grow in the right way. And it's important to know that God loves us. As we grow in God's wisdom, we mature and we're able to do greater things and more greater, you know, greater things as we go forward. That's God's top desire. And He considers everything when He makes a judgment. Just like He grew from glory to glory and He made everything that was made. He did it with precision, thoughts of love. He considers everything. When He does anything, He considers everything. And He does, everything He does is after the counsel of His will. He never loses focus of what it is He needs. So there are so many possibilities out there of the way things can go. And His creation has a specific design to help us understand the things that God already knows. Things about life. Possibilities. It's in creation. You know, there's a seed that comes out of a tree. And when it falls to the ground, it has shoots, like little leaves, and it's shaped to where the gravity, as it pulls the seed down, it spins, just like a helicopter rotor. You can see how things can be done by the clues of creation, because our God thinks of everything. Now, when a man is born in this world, it doesn't take him, when he gets to, after so many years, they realize that something, there are clues to let him know that they are sin. And the sin works in us and causes us to die. And they know that God did it. And all creation suggests that God made everything. But the Word of God explains what happened. And we have to believe it. We have to believe the account that God has given and the solution that God has given. We know we're in sin. We can touch, taste, and feel it. And we know that we can't control it. And many times people don't expect you to be able to control certain things. They want you to. And they'll put you in jail if you do some things. But there's nothing on earth that washed away sins beside Jesus Christ. Now, we've been told the gospel that He washed away our sin. And we have a new heart. And all if you now, many most people don't study the word like they should, like they can. But when people see it portrayed in life, they have to do something with their knowledge. Remember, all of our eyes are open. If there's nothing wrong with a person's brain and their mind, they can tell they can judge right from wrong, light from darkness, good from bad. And when they hear the word of God, that's the perfect reference. First of all, it's true. And also, it worked. And then Satan is the element that fights against it. He tries to keep people in the dark against God. He wants the darkness to prevail against light, but it doesn't work. You see, when the light is shining, it exposes everything for the lie and failure that it really is. So the Lord judges us based on many things. For he gave us grace and mercy. Grace is a gift that was given. People call it unmerited favor, and you can't earn it. You can't pay for it. You can't pay God back. The best you can do is live the life of God and minister life to others and go about doing good, helping people's lives become better. Not seeing a need and doing nothing, but doing something, using the love of God that's in you fervently. Now, when these things happen, it's good. And it works. Now, when people know these things, they learn, they can judge. God knows what their ability to judge. And he requires us to judge faithfully. So when people end up going to hell, they did not choose God, even though they understood that they were in sin and that they were supposed to do right by others. So God's judgment is based on many things. His justice is perfect. Now, if people that had the law, they're judged by the law. People that didn't have the law, they will be judged outside the law by their own conscience. Again, everything that they've done is recorded. Now, this is explained in the first chapters of Romans. When people don't have the law, God judges them outside the law by their own conscience. And most people don't make heaven that way. We have to go out there and let them know that Jesus loves them, that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And we do that by living the life ourselves. It works. Now, those who love God will know him. They'll know that what he did works. When you go forward doing the will of God, doing his plan, operating according to his wisdom, you understand these facts. And God has much to say. And nobody can lie against the truth and go unpunished. The truth speaks for itself. A lie won't help you win against the truth. People lie and they believe wrong and they act wrong, and then they're judged by the law. See, when you choose to do what's right, even though you don't know all the details of what Jesus has done, when a person chooses right, they become a law unto themselves. They're still sinners, though. And Jesus is the only one who broke the curse, the sin nature. Anybody that try to live by their conscience alone will fail. The law is the strength of sin. Because God said don't do something and somebody does it anyway, that's because the law, they broke the law. But thanks be to God, he gave us everlasting life through Jesus Christ. He gave us a brand new heart. And now all we have to do is fill our heart with the word of God and operate according to the love of God. And then we'll fulfill the law. And if we judge ourselves, we won't be judged. And now, when you're living the life of God and you're operating according to his love, now you can grow without worrying about the law. You don't have to consider you don't have to merit God's favor. Just live the life of love and enjoy your company with the Lord. Enjoy fellowshipping with him. Enjoy his personality. Enjoy talking to him and learning his word. And the more we learn, the more we grow from glory to glory. And the more our speech will change, the way our advice will change. Everything we do will get better. And we become so much more effective. There's no limit to how far a man will grow over time. But there's only so far we're going to get in this life. But over time, in heaven, in the kingdom of God, we never stop getting, it gets better all the time. It's wonderful. And the Lord has shown me a few things. We got a grand future ahead of us. I don't want anybody to miss out on the loving God we have. He loves us and he watches over us for good, to do us good, to guide us in the way we should go. Now again, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.